We did not pause very long before moving online. We moved online within like 2 weeks back in March. So it was a bit challenging. And we really did that because it was such a difficult time. And we recognized that folks really needed to continue to have that connection and that stability of just, you know, having same time we can meet and having that, at least that virtual connection, because it had become really important for people. Yeah, and our first workshop, it was just people were so excited to see each other, you know, and to connect again. Yeah, I mean, one thing that we noticed that was missing a little bit was just the kind of informal time to connect, you know, whether it was before the workshop started or during the break or afterwards. And so one thing that we implemented was a little bit of social time before and after. So our peer support worker logs in 15 minutes early and she's available to stay 15 minutes after the workshop ends. And so folks can just kind of log in and just like chat. Another challenge, I guess, with online has been not everyone has access to technology. Not everyone has access to the internet. Not everyone has access to webcams. Not everyone has a computer at home. And not everyone knows how to use that technology, even if they did have it. So, you know, that's been a challenge. Our workshops are accessible for folks to phone in as well. And that's one of the nice features with Zoom. It's, you know, it's slightly more challenging, I guess, as an instructor. I think with moving online, what I've tended to do is really just create PowerPoints for each workshop. And I do that at the University of Guelph as well. I wasn't necessarily always using PowerPoint and now I'm always using it. I just find it's a nice way to stay together. And so when you have folks on the phone, it just means, you know, that you need to read out, just make sure that everything you're doing is also accessible to them and that you're reading out what's on the slides and you're not just relying on people to read it themselves. And I think that works well, you know, because people have different learning styles. So just always making sure that you're not leaving out the people that you can't see. It's easier as a facilitator to engage with the folks who do have their webcams on, and somehow the folks who are just voices can feel a little bit more distant. And so just making sure that everybody is included and that everyone has a chance to share. I think also, you know, a lot of times people are using the chat to connect during the workshop, and that can be really nice. But again, it leaves out the people who are on the phone. So if there's a joke made or something in the chat, just repeating the joke so that everyone can hear, or saying to people, oh, like, you can't see so-and-so, but they're clapping really hard for you right now, or like to kind of narrate almost what's going on so that the people still feel included. For me, some of the most valuable feedback is when folks say, like, I feel like I belong here, you know, or I walked into the room and it just immediately felt like family. Or for folks with intersectional identities from different marginalized groups, like, I'm able to bring all aspects of myself to this group and feel safe. The more we can try to do that online and foster that sense online, the better we're doing, I think.